You are listening to the Psy Fidelity Podcast, Episode 13. The price is OOTD!
The Psy Fidelity Podcast is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Mostly because we're filthy-mouthed, unprepared, and generally lackluster people, and we swear a lot. So, watch out for the kids. And such. Yeah, so, well, thank you for listening to the Psy Fidelity Podcast. My name is Steve.
This is Patrick.
This is Michael.
This is Brian.
And we appreciate you downloading, listening, and subscribing. If you're listening on Facebook right now, leave us a little bit of feedback. Or if you're catching this on Twitter, give us an at reply. We'd be happy to hear from you. So, yeah. We record about twice a week, at least we try to. I've missed a couple. These fellas haven't.
Yeah, well, you know, that happens when you move to, you know, the other side of the world.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to guarantee you're going to be in every episode.
Yeah. So anyway, through the magics of the internets, we're able to get this accomplished.
Yeah. It's good to still see you, though, even though you're not physically here. It's good that, you know, we still get to do this.
Yeah. So, in our last episode, we talked about the...
Did you... back to double thumbs, I guess.
Wow.
It's amazing how that sounded like I was saying, it's good that we still get to do this. Yeah. Yeah, just like that, Steve.
Don't stop. I know what I'm good at.
You always assume that they're going down on you and not the other way around.
That robot arm.
I think most men usually assume that they're the ones being going down on.
Well,
I know. I think
I
that's how
admit,
fantasy works.
The robot arm is amazing, but I'm not so sure about that robot mouth.
It's called a fleshlight.
Depends on whether or not it's got some robot teeth.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Never give the robot teeth. What's the point of robots having
Robota
teeth?
Robota dentata.
Robota dentata.
I kind of stumbled over that one, but yeah, you know what I'm getting at.
Can you fuck it?
Yes, I can.
It's the T-101.
wait. Steve, did I ever tell you about that robot chicken sketch? I told you about that, right?
Yeah, I think we talked about it.
I don't remember. Okay, well, fuck it. I'll put it on the air. So, there's a robot chicken sketch. Awesome. I'm pretty sure I've talked about this on the air, but whatever. I'm going to do it again because it's amazing. You see, like, a room full of scientists, and there's this guy, like, a robot designer, and he's up there with, like, a female robot. And he's talking about all the great advances in robotics that this robot, you know, represents. And then you see a hand go up, and he's like, yes! And he goes, can you fuck it? And then there's just silence, and he's like, what? Can you fuck it? No! And then, like, everybody gets up and leaves.
And how do they leave? They're disgusted, like, oh, grumble, this bullshit. That was like, waste my fucking time.
Gigantic waste of time. Why did I even show up?
That was bullshit. I sat here this whole time thinking I could fuck it.
You could have put that shit
in the email. Oh, shit. That was awesome.
You could have put that in
the
email.
Why the fuck didn't you put that in the email? I wouldn't have even shown up here.
I got dressed and everything. Took my ass down here. Oh, it's a cyber brain, whatever.
There's a fleshlight display down the street that I'm missing thanks to this.
Positronic brain and blah, blah, blah. I don't give a shit. Can you or can you not fuck it? That's what's important.
All right. Call me back when you like get it fixed.
Oh,
shit. That wasn't even in the design specs, but you need to fix it.
What? That shit is broken. But oh, I'm sorry. No, that shit is broke.
But it
honestly,
it performs.
So you guys looked at, you know, the TV, the Terminator and said, oh, we need to have sex with that.
Are we talking about Summer Glau?
Any of them.
No. Specifically, are we talking about Summer Glau? Because if we're talking Summer Glau, I probably did say, can I fuck it?
Okay. I guess that answers my question.
See, here I was going all innocent and just thinking, you know, oh, hey, I have this wonderful astromech droid. It can fix a ship in flight. R2-D2. Can I fuck it? I don't think so.
If you're a big enough creature,
fix it.
You can have sex with R2-D2.
I was going to say, I think you just have to find a hole, really.
Where he kept the lightsaber in Return of the Jedi.
Done.
Just you're going to skull fuck R2-D2.
I'm saying. If you can skull fuck.
His little legs.
Okay. I'm stopping there.
You're holding on.
I would like to start a new game called If You Can Skull Fuck It.
If You Can Skull Fuck It.
I was just thinking, okay, I suppose R2 could be some sort of vibrator for a Rancor, but so yeah, I hadn't thought about the skull fucking thing. So
R2-D2 is in and of itself a metal aid.
Yes.
Like, you're just sticking R2-D2 in the things.
Yes.
Wow.
Just see women riding astromech droids just left and right.
I suppose with the Terminator, it's not a question of can you fuck it. It is a question of it will fuck you. So
yeah. It's not not a question of can you fuck it. It's can you make it stop?
Yes.
There's no safe word with the Terminator.
I finally got it to stop. I finally got it to stop. I'll be back.
Wow. Damn.
And then,
damn.
This is
or
why
RoboCop.
You're on the show.
I have not been programmed to come.
Thank you for your compliance.
Thank you for your compliance.
Citizen, you are about to have surprise sex.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Disrobe for penetration. You have 15 seconds to comply.
Yeah, I was thinking the Ed-209 thing. Yeah.
Because Ed-209 doesn't take no for an answer.
It kind of doesn't. There's no such thing as date rape with Ed-209. You knew what the fuck you were getting into when you went on that date.
How many minutes does this thing go? Well, we call it 209 for a reason.
Oh, gosh.
God. Wow. I don't want to know why you call it Ed.
Oh, God.
Mr. Ed.
Okay, because he's hung like a horse.
Oh,
done.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, well, we're going to
try
something new.
Wilbur.
Oh,
we're
going to
try something new on the show here.
News, if anyone's interested.
What are we going to try
this
new?
On RoboCop, if it's on topic, they apparently, Darren Aiesky?
Aronofsky?
Yeah, that guy.
Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah, he wrote a big detailed script for RoboCop, and they just junked it to replace it with a new one. So.
Wonderful.
That's one thing we need, another reboot. You were about to say, Steve.
Yeah, we got something new. We're going to play a game. It's a name is your buzzer game so that the participants can ring in. I don't get to play because I'm going to be the quiz master this time. But let me hear your buzzers, Michael.
Michael.
Brian. And Giggles.
Giggles. That's it. Patrick. There you go. That's my buzzer.
Patrick. All right.
What are you fucking all how right. nice?
So the way this works is...
Patrick.
I'm going to give the players the year the movie was made, and these are all sci-fi movies, and they need to ring in with the title of the movie, but I'm going to give them a thesaurus version of the title. And we're going to start back in sci-fi history in 1951, and quickly we'll move up to more modern times, but we'll see.
Yeah, because I'm going to get the one from 1951. That shit's going to happen.
Well, we'll see.
I got like one guess.
I only picked majors. I only picked major sci-fi movies, so this will be the cream of the crop. But I need a scorekeeper. Who would like to be scorekeeper?
I think that would be you, Quizmaster.
I think the guy who's not playing is Quizmaster, is the scorekeeper.
I nominate right. Brian, since he's got pad and paper.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Gabbers.
I think that's going to be my new buzzer.
What?
Gabbers.
So the only thing you have to remember is you have to buzz in to give your answer. And you have to wait for me to call on you, right?
Wait. Before we go any further.
Two key rules.
Before we go any further, I think Patrick was on to something there. I think we should come up with personalized buzzers. Mine's going to be OODD. That's going to be mine. That's my name. I'm not doing my name.
Yeah. I'm in homage to South Park. I'm going to be Gumballs.
Yeah. Brian, you got to come up with one. I assume it's going to be Doctor Who related. And Simonate.
I could go with Exterminate.
You have to pick one.
Does anyone care to make a wager about the outcome of the game?
No, because Brian's going to win.
Yeah, pretty much. I will bet you that Brian will win.
Yeah, can I bet that Brian wins? Yeah.
I will also bet you that I will lose. So I'm gonna double down, and I don't gamble. I don't know.
Always bet
means.
On black, except when you're playing this game, and you should bet on the white guy.
Except when you're playing a trivia game, which sounds surprisingly racist, but I gotta go with it.
As a black person, nothing.
Yes.
Stop that right now.
Yes. Excellent. Okay.
Excellent.
So let's start off. 1951. The homeworld was motionless during the time it was facing the star in its orbits. Patrick.
The day the Earth stood still.
That is the day the Earth stood still. For 1 point. What?
I was going to go with Forbidden Planet, but fuck it.
1956.
All right. So, next question?
Yeah.
All right.
I got a bunch.
Let's fucking do this.
1956. Thieves of the mortal shell attack our home.
Exterminate.
Brian?
Raiders of the Lost Ark?
1956, Brian.
That's the wrong year.
You are not allowed to go anymore. All right, keep going. Thieves of the mortal shell.
Attack our home.
1956.
Yeah.
Exterminator. No,
And you use the wrong fucking call sign.
OOTD. The day the Earth stood still.
Michael.
I don't know. I don't know.
I got it.
Doubles.
Patrick.
Mars needs women.
1956, Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You get one chance, man.
Yeah, no.
It's a shame you pissed that away then, having all that knowledge. Yeah.
1968, a fantastic off-world voyage.
OTD!
Go ahead, Michael.
Fantastic voyage?
No.
Exterminate.
Fuck it.
Brian.
2001, A Space Odyssey?
You are correct. You are correct.
I don't like having points. Points are for pussies. I don't want points.
Oh, I'm having too much fun with this.
1968 again. Stellar body of hominoids.
Exterminate.
Brian.
Planet of the Apes.
You are correct again.
I was going to go with Barbarella, so I'm glad I didn't say anything.
Brian.
To be fair, what the hell's a hominoid?
Huh?
What's the score? Brian's got two.
Brian's winning, like we said.
Yeah. I have twice as many points as Patrick.
And I have
an infinite amount more than Michael.
Math. There is no two.
Yeah. Actually, this one is worth two points. But whatever. Oh, okay.
This one's worth 2 points. It's a catch-up question.
You could be
that
it,
I'm
Michael.
Not going to get.
Yeah, I know.
1971, an absence of variation of the small, pungent, evergreen citrus tree variety.
Exterminate.
Brian.
Let's see. Clockwork Orange?
Correct. Correct.
So
that wasn't a catch-up question. That was a Brian is going to continue to stomp you question.
Yeah,
that was a fuck you guys question. That's what that was. All right, that's
seriously.
Good.
Pretty sure I know where this is going. All right, let's go. Come on.
Okay,
We're getting to the movies. You know, this is bad because I have a damn film degree. I really should know. I know all of these movies, but it was like, I don't know them when you say it like that.
A degree in physics trumps degree in film.
Apparently, in this scenario, it does.
It kind of does.
I don't know the fuck you're talking. Hominoid? What?
Okay, to be fair, hominoid, that's not a word. Hominid, sure. Hominoid?
If you watch Star Trek, you know how to take the made-up words and figure out what they're supposed to be.
Well, true
enough. Here's the thing.
Oh, I know what he meant.
When you say hominoid, I'm thinking it's a variation on the, what was the pizza?
Avoid the noid?
Avoid the dominoid? The dominoes, like, mascot. It's like, it's the hominoid. No.
Wow. Okay. You just dated yourself.
Yeah,
there,
I'm old,
but he's not dated even alive when these movies came out.
And we hang out with those people.
Yeah, I know.
And I plan to punch him in the face the next time I see him.
Young ass little bitch.
1971 for 1 point. 1 point.
Oh.
1,138th in the THX line.
Come on.
Goddamn.
Patrick.
THX 1138.
That's correct.
I had that one.
It's too busy laughing to go, oh, I have to say a catchphrase. What the fuck was it? If only it was my name.
Why the fuck didn't I just say my name?
Yeah, see,
that's part of the game, baby. Yeah. Remembering what your catchphrase and your buzzer is.
This one is worth 5 points.
Okay,
you're an asshole. 5 points.
This one is worth 5 points. And
why
Brian,
are we just throwing
points
to Brian?
Off.
Yeah, seriously. Brian, okay, seriously. Brian, you're not allowed to answer this one. I'm just going to throw that out there. You're not allowed to answer this one.
And 1973. Processed food rations.
OTD. OTD. I said OTD.
And I said gobbles.
I'm going to give that one to Michael. I'm going to give that one to Michael.
Soylent Green.
You are correct.
God damn it, I needed that.
Brian, scores.
Well, Michael's, let's see. Yeah, Michael's got 5, Brian's got 4, Patrick's got 2.
Did you hear the venom in his voice? He's like, it's bullshit that Michael's in the lead with the 5-point question.
Oh, no. You want to hear some bullshit? That's the venom in my voice. It's like, now, I answered 2 things correct. Michael answered 1, and he is kicking my ass by double as many points as I have.
More than double.
All right.
Yes, no, more than double. 2.5 times.
In all fairness, until you get like a super, super hard one, maybe no more 5 points. Like maybe 3.
Oh, wait. It's like, in all fairness, now that I've gotten the 5-point question, no more of that shit. You need to turn that off.
Don't try and fuck with the quizmaster here.
All right, do what you got to do.
What's the point spread? Is it 2-point spread between the highest and lowest? 3?
It's a 3-point. Yeah.
3-point.
All right. So we'll make this a 4-point question.
What the hell kind of game show are you
this
running,
This game is
dude?
Arbitrary.
He's like,
He's got a D20, a D6. He's just rolling there.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I want Michael to win,
that's
so I will give you a 100-point question. 100-point question.
He's looking for a D6.
By the way, we're total nerds.
We don't just say dice. We say a D6.
Yes.
That's what I love.
Yes.
This one is 1976. The Rapid Bipedal Ambulation of Logan.
OTD!
Exterminate.
Wow, I'm not sure.
That was Michael.
Michael.
Logan's Run.
Logan's Run is correct.
Yeah, with that bullshit 3. Wait a second! It was 4. Okay, it was 4.
4-point question.
So, can I just say, the point spread now is 9...
To 2. I actually feel kind of bad.
That is what I understand.
Okay,
that's fine.
I'm gonna just take myself out for the next question.
Okay,
I don't
one
want
point
your fucking
question.
Pity. You answer the fucking question, bitch.
All right, fine.
1 point question.
It's on.
1977.
OTD. Is it Star Wars?
It is Star Wars.
Holy shit.
where he started to say.
Oh my God.
I heard 1979. I went for it.
You said 77.
77. You, and I went for it.
Both of you are assholes.
Okay.
You know.
It was a good wager. But here we go with the next one. 1977.
Worth 257 points.
I could do it again, but I'm not going to do it because I'm pretty sure I know what the answer is this time, too. I'll wait to hear.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do it. No.
Let's do it. No.
I actually want to hear what the thing is. Go ahead. Come on, Steve.
An observation from minimal distance of the third type.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Exterminate.
Yeah.
Brian,
do it. Encounters of the third kind.
You are correct.
Did you not know that one?
No, I knew it. No.
Why didn't you say something?
Out of spite.
Why?
It's worth 1 point.
And now he's got one more point.
I know. I'm going to blow my wad for fucking 1 point? I'm waiting for that 10-point question.
You might want to get as many points as you can.
I wagered that I was going to lose, so really. There's
Oh, you're throwing in the towel.
There's no real value in me busting ass for these things. I think Brian cares more. So, you know, I'll let him have it. That's fine.
This one will be a 3-point question.
Yeah, he's trying to get you back in the game.
Uh-huh.
1979. A person or thing that is foreign to its present environment.
Exterminate.
Brian.
Alien.
You are correct.
See, we're getting to a point where I know years that movies came
out. Yeah, it was either TMP or it was Aliens. Well, at least it's right, the two I knew were that year.
I mean, that's why you can get Star Wars with 1977.
Yeah, I know.
Just do that. By the way, just so you know, when you said the second 1977, what I thought it was going to be was not Close Encounters because I forgot that came out in 77. I thought that came out in 78. I thought it was going to be The Exorcist. Because that also came out in 77.
Oh,
it's horror.
Not sci-fi. It's not sci-fi, but I figured maybe.
Oh, by the way,
I wanted to hear it.
What was the clue for Star Wars since we heard none of it?
I didn't want to hear it.
It was Interstellar Conflagration.
Oh, yeah. You were going to totally get that one.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
All right. Now, this one is a Border Zone sci-fi movie from 1979. So we're going to make it worth 4 points. Mm. 4 points.
I may already have an idea what it is.
Illogical thought for the person using Maximilian's nickname.
UTD?
Michael?
I have no idea. Is it Tron?
All right.
Oh,
so,
shit!
So,
I don't think... I think I fucked that up, but...
let's see.
Brian, Patrick...
Can you give me the clue again?
Illogical thought for the person using Maximilian's nickname.
Exterminate.
Brian.
Mad Max?
You are correct.
Come on, man. That was 4 points.
It was. Yeah. No, I'm going to make it so that he has to have the catch-up question of like 25 points.
It took me a while to
and then I thought, turn off your microphones, and then it'll just be me.
He's gonna take out his little thing, and we're gonna be shouting the answer, and he won't.
God,
hear, he'll
he just said you were gonna take out your little thing.
Oh,
I always take my little thing out.
He called you baby penis.
The thing you used to cheat with.
Did you just?
Oh my God!
Did you just call? Did you just call me baby dick? You just called me baby dick. What the fuck?
The thing you used to cheat with.
Now you're
don't do the jerking motion.
The one you always poking
with the jerking motion with my baby dick
under the table.
Wow.
You keep it in your pants.
Oh, that's what she all said.
Right. You know what? Nicely done, Brian. Nicely done. That pun,
Brian,
didn't suck.
Shotgun effect.
I need some scores, Brian.
For the record, I wasn't saying anything because I was laughing. I couldn't even draw breath.
Wait,
I was
holy
laughing
shit,
so
Brian
hard.
Just passed me.
Oh, yeah. That last four-pointer, yeah. So let's see. We've got Michael at 10, Brian at 12, Patrick at 2.
Damn, Patrick, get in the game.
You know, it's be like, I know I got fucking 2.
I got two, motherfucker. It's the one that says 2.
All right.
Yes. 1 mark, 2 mark, 2.
All right.
Motherfucker, 2.
So let's make this 2. A 6-point question. Championship rules. That means if you get it wrong, I take away 6 points.
Oh, snap.
This is the most arbitrary game I've ever heard of in my life.
This game is more arbitrary than Cups, which is only funny if you ever watch Friends.
I was going to say, even more than
1980.
Calvin Ball?
Nice. Nice reference.
1980. The ruling Dominion walloped its attacker.
UTV. Empire Strikes Back.
Anyone going to ring in?
He already rang in.
Patrick?
Michael rang in.
Yeah. Oh. Patrick?
I think he's saying I'm wrong.
Well, then he should say that's not it.
And oh, Michael, did you ring in?
Yeah, I did. I did. I said UTD.
He said Utini.
He did. I said UTD.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Michael?
Empire Strikes Back.
You are correct. You are correct.
Try to rig this thing to give me a pity vote.
I should have been paying attention to the year rather than the clue, because, yeah, that's obvious in hindsight.
Well, yeah, he said 1980, and then he was like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I was already pretty sure it was Empire Strikes Back.
I stopped paying
right,
attention
just
to
so
the
so
year.
Just so you know,
okay.
1983 is Return of the Jedi. Just show that one out there for you.
Because you know it's coming. Just
so when you hear him say 1983,
three?
Just say,
yeah, come on.
We didn't even let you take Return of the Jedi and still beat you. So we could do feel good.
Wow.
You shit-talking motherfucker.
So let's
damn.
See.
Make you feel nice, you know.
For the record, the point spread now is Michael 16 to my 2.
This one is actually a harder one to get. It's also 1980. We're going to make this one 7 points.
God damn.
Is this still championship rules?
Is this still championship rules?
No championship rules. Wow. And we'll even let you re-ring as long as you wait for someone else to go. So if Brian rings in, misses it, he can ring again.
You're making this shit up
as
you go.
That's right. So 1980.
All right.
Change occurring in the independently governed sections of the USA.
Can I get that again?
1980. Change occurring in the independently governed sections of the USA.
Well, damn.
He wasn't wrong. He said that wasn't what's difficult.
7 points.
Change. I mean, this is sci-fi.
Oh, yes.
Hmm.
5 seconds.
Can I call a friend?
No. It's altered states.
Ow.
Oh, my God. Oh, states is a pun. Okay.
Gotcha.
I didn't even.
I actually was thinking about altered states when they were saying 1979, because I knew it was right around that area the movie came out, and I thought, I wonder if it's going to be altered
states.
Dude,
I saw altered states once. I was half asleep. It was the middle of the night, and I was like 7.
Now, you know, I have never seen it.
Me and my friends
it.
Were talking 2 days ago about renting that and watching that with my friends in Alaska. So. Hey,
I don't even know what that's about.
Altered states? It's about drugs.
That explains why I never watched it then. Okay.
It's not really about drugs. See, but it helps if you're high when you watch it. It's also, like Fantasia. Not really about drugs, but let's be real, it's about drugs.
Yeah. It's not about drugs, but you need them.
We're going forward.
Oh, we're still going. Yeah.
1981.
He's a driving force.
That's right. And so is the person in this particular film. 1981. Trained soldier of the established pathway. It's a sequel to one that we already did.
Say it one more time.
Trained soldier of the established pathway.
And it's a sequel to one we've already done.
That's right. I'm using the title because it was previous movie 2. This is the title you're going after.
Mm-hmm.
I got no fucking clue. Even Brian looks confused, and that scares me.
Looks like he's getting a handy, actually.
Are there championship rules on this one? Are there championship rules on this one?
No.
Okay, UTD. Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind.
No.
That's a movie.
It's not a movie. I just said
I'll give you a clue.
I just said.
Your clue is illogical.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 seconds. 5 seconds.
I think I know this one. It's too
I'm pretty sure I know what he's referring to, but I don't know what the second movie is.
Time.
You do?
Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior.
The Road Warrior. That's what it was. I kept thinking Beyond Thunderdome. I'm like, no, that was the third one.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
That wasn't. We were looking for the second.
Well, I was just wrong, man.
What did you think it was?
I don't even want to say. I was thinking. Okay, here's what I was thinking. Gone!
And I kept coming back to Star Trek, and I was like, it doesn't fit Star Trek.
Plus, we hadn't already done,
yeah, we had
Star,
done Star Trek,
already.
And
so, wait, where does your clue come in?
Illogical was going for standing in for Mad.
Man. Yes.
The you, Road Warrior.
You son of a bitch.
Trained
yes,
soldier.
I know. You love me. You 1981 again.
You're just waiting for 83, aren't you?
1981. We're going to make this one worth 4 points.
All right.
A Big Apple's Deliverance.
Exterminate.
Brian.
Escape from New York.
You are correct. Well
say.
Done.
How many was that?
4 points. Four points. Scores.
We're tied.
Yeah. No.
16.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's 16 and 16
to two.
To two.
I thought I was terrible because my reflexes are so bad and I tend to panic and freeze under pressure. I'm really impressed at how well I'm doing at this.
Apparently what this game has taught me that my film knowledge could use some filling out.
Well, here's the thing. We're doing movies I know you know. It's basically
yes, but they're not movies I think of. It's not like I go, oh, 81, that's Escape from New York.
Really,
it's not
I'm
like,
really embarrassed I didn't get Altered States, too, because I've been
and
talking
I never even
about
heard,
that embarrassed that I did not.
I never
dude,
even heard of that
I
fucking
so
movie.
I am so not
I
embarrassed
no
that I did not
I've
get Altered States.
I've been talking about that movie every 3 days for the past 2 weeks, so I'm like, how come
wow.
I know?
Oh, no, you should be embarrassed.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
should,
you
should
be.
In that case, you should definitely be embarrassed.
It was the U.S. thing. I was thinking,
are you feeling okay? Because
you might need to commit Harry Carey.
I'm
just going to throw that out there.
State. I even thought state, but I thought like governmental did, state, you know.
Did you say he may have
yeah.
to Harry
I'm
Potter?
I'm trying to screw yeah. with you on these.
Yeah,
so.
No, you fucked me over good. So.
All right. 1981,
whoa,
again.
Whoa.
Yeah, the lightsaber holding
dude,
hole.
Dude, 1981 was a, you know.
It was a banner year for
it was
sci-fi.
1981 is for movie, but 1985 is for comic books. I'm a nerd. I'm sorry. That was bad. I'm sorry.
1981. The territory beyond the control of civilization.
Okay, well, it's not that.
Just do the buzzer.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Oh, I thought you knew what it was.
No. I said I know
the
what
territory
it's not.
Beyond. Say it again.
The control of civilization. The territory beyond the control of civilization.
Pretty
some
sure
people
it's...
call it a wasteland.
Pretty sure it's not Waterworld.
Not in 81.
I know.
Mm. 5 seconds. Right now, there are people listening to this podcast screaming at their.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
No, they're not.
Outland. Outland was.
Oh, dude. I've seen that movie. I've seen the movie
I did
three
not
times.
Know that's what the word Outland meant. Okay.
I've seen that movie three times. Actually, I have no excuse.
I've never seen it.
So. Yeah, I've never seen it either. So
I've seen it. It's pretty awesome.
So I don't feel
I
so bad about it.
It's on my list. But...
It's a great movie.
Okay.
You should see it.
This is an epic movie alert. Epic movie.
From 1982. How many points is it worth?
It's worth 5 points. Championship rules.
Ah, shit.
Plug it then.
1982. Messenger of Edged Weapons.
Messenger of Edged Weapons?
Messenger of Edged Weapons.
Hmm.
Worth 5 points?
5 points.
Championship rules. Yeah. Save a bite of your time.
Exterminate.
Brian.
Blade Runner.
Correct. Well done.
Blade Runner.
Oh, that, Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael. Here's,
all right. Michael stopped and said, Michael's going to be pissed if I say
it's oh, poor it. Michael.
You knew it a long time ago, didn't you?
No, I only paused for a quarter of a second, but I did actually stop and say, should I?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. To make it even worse.
Fuck him.
Here's the thing that makes it even worse. But 2 answers ago, I was like, okay, you got to remember Blade Runner. And you got to remember what kind of change you could do to that. So I was actually looking out for Blade Runner. And I know what year that movie came out. That was stupid. Yeah. That's my favorite movie. Yeah. That was dumb. Oh.
So how many points was that again? That was 5?
5.
I like to call those 5 fuck you, Michael points. I deserve that one. That's fine. That's cool. That's all on me. I got, you know, I did that. I'm going to go home and cut myself. It's cool. It's cool. I'm a cutter. It's how I deal with things.
I get a prize, right?
Okay. 1982. I got to say, 1982 is represented very well in the game today. 1982. Creature from above or beyond our Earth.
Creature from above and beyond.
Above or beyond. Make up your fucking mind.
Fuck it. How many points is this worth?
1.
1? Fuck it. UTD.
Michael.
Oh, shit. Is it Starman?
No.
Okay, that wasn't even the one that I was originally going to go with, but after I said UTD, I was like, oh, wait, it could be this.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my guess, so.
I got another one, but
I'll give you a clue. Bicycle.
Exterminate.
Brian.
E.T.
Correct.
Creature from above or beyond our Earth. Okay.
I was actually looking for E.T. about 10 minutes ago.
I know.
Okay, so my original guess when I said UTD, I said fuck it, was Brother from Another Planet.
That is awesome. Okay, so you switched it to a real guess and was still wrong. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, pretty much. Right.
Okay, that's cool.
No. The sad part was Brother from Another Planet was a real guess.
No.
I was like, this could be Brother from Another
Planet.
Well,
no. I know it was a real movie. I just...
Oh, no, I know you
he's
know.
Not, he's not going to pick that.
That's actually what I thought it might have been. I don't know. It's Steve. He's sometimes racist.
Sometimes. Uh-huh.
1982 again.
Heaven forbid you're from Waco.
1982. We're going to make this one 10 points.
God damn.
Because I need the whole title. And there are
I already know the answer.
7 words. Go ahead and ring in then because it's going to be championship rules.
Oh, God
this.
Damn it.
You know, he just added that like right then.
Yeah, he totally did.
He's like, oh, well, it's championship rules. So how you like me now, bitch? Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
You just, when you said championship rules, you basically just said, well, Patrick's not going to answer because he's like, well, I don't want to have -8 points.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good point. So can I go negative or can I only go down to 0?
Can you go?
Because right now.
Go negative, but don't worry about the points so much. If you're not going to win, fuck it. Play the game.
You should just be an agent of chaos at this point.
Wow. The only thing I'm going to say is that we've been playing this game for like 37 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
I'm pretty sure that's what we're doing.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So what's the.
1982. 10 points. Championship rules. 7 words in the name. The second celestial voyage whereupon great action fueled by vengeful
OTD.
Rage.
Michael. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
You are correct. Well done.
There you go.
So Wrath of Khan wouldn't have worked for that?
That's not the answer that's not the answer I thought it was going to be, but when you said seven words and then you were like,
revenge. You feel like, oh, that's Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, see, I was like, Celestial Voyage, okay, it was a Star Trek movie. I think it's Khan, but not sure. Better wait till we get into the rest of the title, because it's obviously Star Trek.
I cannot give you 10 points. Yeah. No, I was like, fuck it, I can't wait. I gotta just take the chance. So, like,
all right.
It could have been 26. Three, it could have been two.
22. Two.
Dude, Agent of Chaos. Okay. I'm just saying, at this point.
10 points. Championship rules.
1983.
One word title. 1982.
Now, I know this points. One. But it's championship rules. I'm not going to say
1982. Giant immersive video game.
Exterminate.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know it now.
It's Tron?
Tron is correct.
It's not what I thought it was. I thought it was going to be Doom. Are you not having fun?
I'm going to have
10
to start
points,
a new column.
1982. Wow, championship rules.
You were not kidding about 1982 being well.
Yeah. 1982. The nondescript physical object.
The nondescript physical object. Fuck it. UTD.
Michael.
The Thing?
Correct.
Damn.
Oh, nicely played.
Well done, well done, well done.
So let's see, that was 10 again?
Yeah.
10 points. Championship rules.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Patrick right now is pointing out the points of all the people that are way ahead of him. I feel like I need to apologize to Patrick.
No.
You need a 35-pointer in this bitch.
No. You do not need to apologize. I'm not going to say who needs to apologize.
All right.
Here's it ain't going to happen.
Wait, Quizmaster.
You dug this hole yourself.
Quizmaster, I'm going to pause this here.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
To make this enjoyable for Patrick, I do think maybe you should throw him a bone.
No. I'm going back to Wayne Chai. I'm cool.
No. Here's why I say. Offer him a question that only he can answer worth a heavy amount of points. Just to get his ass back in this game.
All right. Let's
and it doesn't
this.
Have to be
let's
the next
this.
Consecutive
well,
question.
You know what?
And it doesn't have to be the next consecutive one.
No. Hold on.
See, now I can't answer that one. I don't need your pity.
What, like titles of Voyager episodes or something?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Because I would suck at that.
The next movie happens to be from 1983.
Oh, the
so
next
I think
movie
everyone's got
movie.
A pretty. I think everyone's got a pretty good shot at this.
It's from 1983, you say?
Yeah.
Is it from 1983?
Yes.
Okay.
Now
I want to
caution you.
It is not Return of the Jedi.
No, yeah.
I want to caution you that I have two on my list from 1983.
That's why I was like, it is not Return of the Jedi. That shit is the Goonies or something.
I stuck to sci-fi, not movies that happen to be awesome, but.
Oh God.
That'd be awesome if it like. None of them are Return of the Jedi. Because as soon as it's the one that's not Return of the Jedi, you know you're just going to buzz in and go, Return of the Jedi? And be like, no, I didn't even put that one on there. That's bullshit.
Can I just say something? You guys are just lucky I haven't answered Return of the Jedi to all of them. 1977, okay. UTD, Return of the Jedi. What the fuck you know that wasn't that 1970? I don't care. It's Return of the Jedi. Just answer the question.
1983. 10 points. 10 points.
Regular rules.
The warrior monk of a specific religion is back.
I wonder what that is. Come on, Patrick.
The silence is deafening.
Come on, man. Make the sound, damn it!
We never
you
leave
got
a man
3 seconds!
We never leave a man behind!
Patrick's sound, because I can't repeat it.
Yeah, we would budget for him.
You know what? You know what? Just give him 10 points. Just give Patrick 10 points.
Well,
fuck
if we
it.
Both agree,
seriously, just give him
10
goddamn points.
Well, let's see. All right.
All right. Moving on. Someone help Patrick up off the floor.
Oh, God. See, the sad thing is it's still like 36 to 2 points because I'm not accepting those 10.
Holy shit. All right. What is the point spread now?
Oh, God. Brian, I wonder
what
that
is. What is the point spread?
Just give us a second, Steve. What are the points at?
Well, if Patrick accepts his 10 points that we are forcing on him.
he's going to accept those 10 points.
Yeah, we're going to shove him up his ass.
This is point rate. That's what this is.
This
is health
prison,
inspector.
Bitches. All right,
this is health inspector.
It would take more than two of you to get me health inspector.
You understand that the points don't matter, right?
So,
this is
both
sort
of
like Who's Line, where the
don't
points
think we
don't matter.
Get you to win, huh?
Okay, so
like Who's Line?
Let's see.
There should be some half points in there somewhere.
I have 32. Patrick has 12.
Or two.
It's like Michael's got 36. 32, 36.
All right, Brian, I apologize for what I'm about to do to you. The next one is worth 35,000 points.
35,000 points.
Yeah.
This gets everybody back in it.
All right, Brian, I'm going to just say that you don't have to write that out in crosses.
No. He definitely does. Yeah. No, podcast goes on until he's done.
What is he, missed his ass?
Pretty much.
35,000 points. 1983, the contraction of, I'll start over, the contraction of motion picture and raceway facilities.
The fuck are you talking about? The contraction of, say it again.
1983, the contraction of motion picture and raceway facilities.
This isn't any championship rules. Sci-fi.
83.
I could come up with a couple of answers, but they're not sci-fi.
Well, then they're wrong.
I realize that.
Even 5 seconds.
Brian looks confused. Brian, I don't think you have to be worried about this at all.
All right. Any guesses?
I got nothing.
Videodrome.
Oh, shit.
I never would have got that.
I
don't feel bad about not getting that.
I haven't seen
that movie.
I've seen Videodrome and I wouldn't have gotten that.
I'm not even sure if I knew that was a movie or if it was just a thing in some other movie with a different title.
1984.
It kind of sounds like porn. Well, Videodrome?
It does.
Well, if somebody had told me the Videodrome was something that occurred in, say, I don't know, not Mad Max, I guess I've seen those, but some other a post-apocalyptic movie, right. I would have said, yeah.
Videodrome kind of sounds like a euphemism used by African Americans to describe oral sex. Wrong? No?
No.
So
no,
1984.
Not wrong.
Yeah.
84.
Dome, brain, head, they all, yeah.
1 point.
Videodrome.
1 point.
1 point. The object employed to conclude the current event.
The object employed to conclude the current event. Well, I could come up with an answer from later on, but.
84, huh?
Cold lube?
No, thank you.
What was the year? 84?
Yes. Yeah. Two-word title. The object employed to conclude the current event. 1984.
I don't watch old movies enough, apparently.
Old movies? It's from 84.
Motherfucker.
You're the same age as me.
Yes, and it's an old movie. 84.
I'll give you a clue. We've talked about this already. before the game, we talked about this particular movie.
Oh, I can't remember back that far. That was like 52 minutes ago.
I was going to say, that was... What was that? It was weeks ago, motherfucker.
The Terminator.
Oh, okay. I get it.
All right. Your clue sucks.
I mean, I can just barely get to knowing the answer. Knowing what B is, I can just barely get from A to B.
You know, if it's any consolation, Steve, I knew there was a the in the title. You know, you said two world title, like, it's the something. Because you said it was the thing used to conclude, so like, the other word. Don't know what that word is, but it's the something.
I want to see if we can make it to the 90s, so I'm going to pick up the pace a little bit.
You going to skip over some years? You know what?
I'll start.
Skip to the odds. Because we're coming towards the end. Yeah. Well, let's get some recent movies up in here.
Okay. So let's go to...
Looking forward to the 90s.
I'm trying to throw to... Patrick a bone.
Let's go to 1993.
It's not for me. It'd be for our younger listeners. That's true. Videodrome? What the fuck are they talking about?
1993. I promise you these are movies you've seen.
Oh, God.
Okay. Rub it in. There's the salt. Now we just have to get the knife.
There's the salt.
A public multi-purpose area in the middle period of the Mesozoic era.
Oh, damn it.
Wow. Exterminate got it. Go ahead, Brian.
Jurassic Park?
That is correct.
Did you say how many points there were?
One.
It's 1 point.
All right, let's go back
to
10 pointers.
It's not really in the Mesozoic era because, you know, it's Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I promise you,
close enough.
But you at least know
Mesozoic.
The answer.
Yeah, no, I know what he's talking about. I'm just saying. I'm just being shitty now.
1994.
19 what?
94.
1994. A gravity-bound luminous ball of plasma for the passageway in the constructed barrier or fence.
Exterminate.
Brian.
Stargate?
Correct.
That was 10.
For 10 points. That's right. 10 points, 1995. An external covering of some animals that is inhabited by a free-floating, full-torso, vaporous apparition.
Oh, God. UTD.
Michael.
Ghost in the Shell.
You are correct.
I figured it out just as you were starting to go, oh, God, but I couldn't get my...
Did you understand? Me freaking out was a distraction to keep you guys from buzzing in.
I was like, oh, it's that cartoon I was talking about watching 2 days ago.
1995.
On Netflix and
wait. You didn't give me my damn points.
Oh, yes. How many was... That was ten. Another tenner?
That was ten. All right. 1995, 10 points. One dozen... Arboreal primates.
Oh, UTD. 12 monkeys.
Michael.
Oh, yeah, nice.
See, now we're getting into the place where my lack of reflexes is hurting, so the questions are really easy, too easy.
What was that one? 1 point?
That was 10 points.
That was 10 points. I think I've
10 points. 10 points. 1996. The day that is not requiring or relying on something else.
Exterminate.
Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Independence Day.
You are correct. 1997, a pure chemical substance consisting of one type of atom in a collection of more than four. That was that a buzz?
Exterminate.
Brian.
Fifth element?
You are correct.
How many was that one?
10.
10 points. 1997. 1997. 20-point question. 20-point question.
20-point question. You just said 20. 10, and then you jumped into 20.
I was talking about the fifth element when because Brian asked.
Yeah.
Don't argue with me.
I'm sorry, Quizmaster.
I'm the Quizmaster,
I'm going to deduct some points off your ass right quick.
I'll bust some caps.
Anyway.
1997, a fictional word composed of the first letters of the four DNA RNA molecules?
Oh, UTD.
Exterminate.
You got to give that one to me.
That was my. you can't say that. It's Michael.
Gattaca.
Okay. Yes, you're right.
No, understand when I said you got to give that to me, I wasn't saying it. I was kind of begging.
No. 1997 again.
Man. No, that wasn't your begging voice.
Armed grunts from a space transport.
Armed grunt? Wait, repeat that?
Gobbles. Starship Troopers.
You are correct.
How many points was that?
That was two.
That was 40, right? That was a 40-point question, right?
Let's have a 40-point question.
God damn it.
40-point question. 1997. A boundary in space-time beyond which events cannot affect an outside...
OTD!
Exterminate! That was Michael.
Go ahead. You are correct. For 40 points.
Get to writing, Mike. Get to writing, Brian.
Brian's like,
one,
God
two, three, four, five, six. Yeah.
There's eight. I didn't mean for that to come out as, you know, get to writing. There's eight.
I. That's what you meant. You don't just.
By the way, Event Horizon would make an awesome like Halloween movie for all those people looking for a sci-fi movie to watch for Halloween. Event Horizon. It's like actually scary and a sci-fi movie.
It's gruesome.
Okay.
That one I had and my brain froze. I was like, I know it's Event Horizon, but I can't talk. I can't talk. I can't talk. And then you got it.
What was the other one? Pandorum?
We've
what
got
was the one?
Pandorum.
Pandorum.
Yeah. Pandorum's good.
We've got five left. These are the last five.
All right.
See, that's why we couldn't go to the aughts. There weren't any aughts.
I've got up to 2010. If you guys want to keep going, we'll keep going.
Well, but you gave us one before, so you can't use that one again.
Right. This one's
only
a little
got
bit harder.
Like 5 minutes left, so.
Yeah.
Well, the podcast police are going to come kicking in the door?
Pretty much,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
1998. A metropolis absent of illumination.
Gobbles.
Exterminate.
Stark City.
Yeah. Yes, Stark City.
And that was how many?
God damn.
Just one.
Steve is holding up one finger.
Just one.
I'll let you guess which finger that is.
His penis.
You know, from this angle, you can't really tell.
I was actually going to say that. You can tell which finger that
is. Oh, I can tell which finger that is. You can tell by the shit. Anyway.
1999. The doctor would call it an advanced computer network and virtual reality environment.
Exterminate?
Brian?
Was it Matrix?
The Matrix is correct.
Oh, see, he just said Matrix, not The Matrix. That's a completely different movie.
The movie titled Matrix.
I'll just give you shit, Brian.
I will say that there is actually a movie just called Matrix. But anyway.
So, how many was that?
That you hold up one finger.
Okay,
yeah.
Just one.
Oh, I didn't know the next one.
All right. 1999. From the Greek word for milky or milk circle, and being dispatched on journey towards an objective.
You're talking shit.
Come dumpster.
Say it again.
From the Greek word for milky or milky circle, and being dispatched on a journey towards an objective.
And this is sci-fi.
Oh, yes.
Dispatch toward an objective.
1999.
Same year as The Matrix. I have no idea.
5 seconds. Galaxy Quest.
Oh, wow.
Galaxy Quest.
Your clues really suck.
I'm just messing with you. That was a good clue.
I was thinking, well, the last part could be Trek, but I'm just not getting star. I doubt the Greek word for Milky is going to be related to galaxies or something, not star. So it can't be Star Trek. So what else could it be that has a Trek type thing in it? So I was halfway there, but I wouldn't have got it if you'd given me another 20 seconds, I'm sure.
This question, this one is worth 51 points.
51 points.
Now you're just trying to make me do math gymnastics over here.
Yeah, really. 51 points.
You need to come up with a new one that represents 10.
Yeah, no, I'm going to switch over to Roman numerals here instead of hash marks.
2002, less than 51% of the total presented an organized and evaluated copy of the information.
You just pulled that right out of your ass.
Exterminate.
Brian. Yeah.
Minority Report.
Ah.
You are correct.
And he like just said and Brian 50, takes the lead.
He said it less than 51%, and I was like, "Oh, that would be the minority." Ah, you know that was.
Couldn't have just you could have just said snitching on blacks. That would have been fine.
Oh. 52-point question.
Brian. Brian's still doing hash marks.
Brian's still doing the math for this 51-point win.
Brian, I would let the points thing go.
No, I need to know if I beat him. I'm back in the running now.
It's 52-point
question.
I have
2004. Ask him while he's doing
Do it now.
Go.
Ask him now.
Ask the question. Seriously, go.
Nightless and flawlessly clean consciousness.
Exterminate.
God damn it.
Brian.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
You are correct.
God damn it. See, here's the thing. I thought that was the answer, and I actually paused because I was like, is that sci-fi? That was the only reason I didn't get that one.
So
that's,
now.
That's like my second favorite movie, by the way.
So now Brian has 103 points plus whatever he had before.
Yeah.
If only we had written that down.
53-point question, 2005. 53-point question.
You're back in it, Michael.
No, I'm not.
The state of being calm, peaceful, and untroubled.
Exterminate.
Shit.
Brian.
Serenity.
You are correct. You are correct.
You should have just said blank now. You should have just said blank now.
Oh, okay. I would have gotten it faster. It was blank now.
Yeah, I
think Seinfeld reference.
I don't think he would have got that if you.
Well,
blank
yeah,
now.
That's the other part.
Because Brian would have been like, "I don't watch Seinfeld." I was like,
"That's is there a spaceship in that? Why would I watch that shit?"
Exactly.
I think I saw the Bizarro episode. That was it.
I think that was it, right?
Oh God.
54-point question. I got a couple more if you want to keep going.
I thought you said you had five.
He
left.
Said he had five, and then he lied, just like he said.
I'm
oh, hey,
lying sack of shit.
Championship rules now, because I just made that up.
All right.
No.
Last, like, fuck it, I'm done. Last fuck question. All y'all. Podcast is done.
Last question. I'm
last
curious.
Question.
Well, no. Now, all think right. about it. Is this last one a really good one, or is there a later one that's better?
I found one to conclude with.
All right.
Well, if we stop, we don't have to go in order. It's not like we're going to come 67, back.
67,000-point question. 67,000-point question from 2009.
Patrick's like, I'm not gonna win on that 60,000-point question. It doesn't matter. I'm not even gonna try and answer that question. I can look at. I see. Like, I'm not gonna try and answer that question.
Come on, think Slumdog Millionaire. You can do this.
See. Next time we do a podcast, it's gonna be all Patrick. All I'm not gonna say shit. I'm going to make him do all the talking.
No.
Okay. 60,000-point question. 60,002-point question.
The division of a territory marked with the largest base 10 single-digit integer.
See, my brain just hurts now.
Division of a territory. Oh.
Do the buzzer.
Well, I don't have it. It was on the tip of my head, and then it ran away. Oh, Gobbles, District 9.
You are correct. Very well done.
And Patrick wins the game.
It's like, oh, the landslide. Nine. You bitches suck.
Oh, please.
Does that mean you're paying for shipping, I think? Is that how that went?
Well, I think I lost. Actually, you know what? I bet both ways, so I win no matter what.
See, here's the thing, Patrick. Here's my question. What the fuck were we playing for?
No, but I think you were in the restroom or something. He bet that he'd lose, and he was going to bet the shipping of the microphone.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, because this guy's like, hey, you want to make a gentleman wager? And I'm like, I'll bet $1,000 I'm going to lose. And he's like, oh, I think it's more gentlemanly than that. So I was like, whatever.
I don't know. I had fun. I kind of get the impression Patrick did not have fun.
You always get that impression. Why is that?
I don't know.
Because you're always miserable?
You're a very solemn man. You need to
the hell he is. He's a loudmouth, braggadocious, swear-filled ball of hate.
Ball of hate? Is that not what solemn means?
No.
Okay, all right.
You got a
very hateful
Wikipedia
young man.
That shit.
Hate.
Is this the hater's ball?
Does that mean I'm no longer king of the nerds? Am I just the queen of the nerds now?
Oh God.
Oh wow.
I don't.
That's got lots of implications there, Brian.
Why would you? Okay.
Okay.
It almost sounded like you were volunteering for that.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So, you just said I'm no longer the king.
Well,
so obviously
the
there's someone else who is a king. I be the one who gets fucked? That's basically what you just said. And that's
worse than
don't
straight
judge
up
him.
Abdication.
Don't judge him. Maybe that's what he's into.
I'm judging him. I mean, I don't want to say that I'm judging you, but I'm judging the shit
I'm
out
judging
of you.
The absolute shit out of you.
The absolute
right
shit. Well, which is apparently a euphemism because he's the queen now, so. You know.
Apparently, my fellow contestants were not amused.
We are not amused.
Just
part us with the let them eat cake. So
Thank you for listening and subscribing and leaving feedback and all of those things. You can find us on Twitter at Sci-Fi Show. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Sci-Fi Show. And
I think we're out. Oh, I would like to thank them for not sending us bags of feces. I really appreciate that. Do not do that.
Don't. Why? What is that from?
I don't know.
What, just out of the top of your
I'm
head?
I'm tired.
Like, especially not sending a bag of feces. That's the
Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody comes in, wins the game, and thinks he knows everything. Why don't you kiss my ass, Patrick, you smug son of a bitch?
You know what? I'm going to delegate that. I'm going to have my queen do that. So,
nice.
Nicely done. I think we should go out on that one. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.